Southern man of letters Robert Penn Warren is probably most famous for his novel All the King's Men. That book won the Pulitzer Prize for Fiction in 1947. But in 1964, Warren embarked on a very different project. Warren traveled the country with an old reel-to-reel tape recorder.
Fresh tape, new tape, fresh tape.
Warren spoke with dozens of men and women involved in the civil rights movement. He published excerpts of those interviews in a book called Who Speaks for the Negro? Now all of Warren's recordings are available in their entirety through Vanderbilt University's website. Mona Frederick is the executive director of the Robert Penn Warren Center at Vanderbilt. She spoke with Eleanor Boudreau.
There's an interview that Robert Penn Warren did with Martin Luther King Jr.
May I just plunge in and put a topic and we'll explore it a little bit?
All right.
And I'd like to talk a little bit about that, because as much as I knew or thought I knew about Martin Luther King, I don't think I'd ever heard him just talking before. In all the recordings I'd heard, he was preaching, and it's just so fascinating to hear him talk.
My father and I have worked together a great deal in the last few years, and he was working in the area of civil rights before I was born.
What I really like about that tape is the fact that the two of them, in this casual setting, Warren, of course, is very Southern and has a very, very Southern voice. But we forget that King, too, has quite the Southern accent. And so there's something very human about the two of them talking. At a certain point, the phone rings. And King says, I'll need to get that. And Warren replies, fine, I'll hit the pause button. And then there's a pause. And it really feels like you are in that room with them while they're having that conversation.
Robert Penn Warren was a great poet and novelist. How was he at interviewing people?
Well, if you listen to the tapes, I expect that you can draw your own conclusion about that. I think that Warren often felt that he already had the answers to the questions that he was asking and would perhaps ask them in a certain way to draw out a particular answer. He could also be a little bit bombastic about his own opinions, and that creates some interesting conversations between the two people who were speaking. And in one of the tapes with Kenneth Clark, in fact, Warren and Kenneth Clark, a psychologist who testified at Brown v. Board, get into a rather loud debate about the legacy of the abolitionist John Brown.
Let me ask you a question specifically. Suppose a man like John Brown with the same burning eye came into your office and said, I'm tired of this fooling around here, this matter. I'm going down to Mississippi. I'm going to slaughter the governor and his entire staff in the Capitol. Mm-hmm. Now, this is almost an exact parallel.
Yeah.
What would you do about this man if he came to your office and asked you for $100 to help finance the trip?
First, I wouldn't give him $100.
Well, I would give him 50.
No, I wouldn't give him anything. I'd give him...
Would you call the police, or would you wish him well?
I don't think I would do either.
I think that the archive serves to humanize really all the figures involved in the U.S. civil rights movement. And you hear them as human beings, as people who were frightened by some of the violence, who weren't always sure of the next step. And you see them in a very different light.
These interviews were done really at the height of the civil rights movement.
And absolutely.
Yeah. Does it strike you as somewhat improbable that these incredibly busy leaders and people involved in that movement took the time to sit down with this older white man, Robert Penn Warren?
Oh, indeed it does. I think that's the one puzzle about the book and about the material that remains unanswered. We had a conference at Vanderbilt in 2008 at which we invited the people who were still living that he interviewed to come back. And one of the women that he interviewed in Cleveland reminisced about that time and said that she felt some anger at having to take time away from her very busy schedule and the very important activities she was involved in. But she said that she wanted her voice to be heard, and she took the time to talk with him, but that it was a very complex emotional reaction for her to have that meeting with him.
Thank you so much for making the time.
Great. Thanks a lot.